A few weeks ago, while Diane was in California visiting our grandson, I was driving to get some dinner and witnessed a traffic accident. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. A woman pulling out of a gas station had hit a young man on a motorcycle. As I approached the scene, I couldn't help but notice that cars were swerving to avoid the driver, who laid in pain in the middle of the street, and his bike was now a twisted mess. No one was stopping to help. As I pulled my car into a nearby parking lot, a young woman with purple hair and a really funky outfit ran into the middle of the street and, with all the strength she could muster, half carried and half dragged the injured cyclist to the curb. As I approached them, a woman informed us that she had already called 911 and an ambulance was on the way. The rider was in shock, his left hand mangled, and as I tried to tend to his wound the best I could, the girl with the purple hair consoled him in a soft voice, talking to him and getting him to talk to her. What I observed the next few minutes was compassion, caring, and empathy from the most unlikely person. Or was she? Mother Teresa said, "If you judge people, you have no time to love them." As the medics from the EMS took over and got the injured man into the ambulance, I asked the young girl with the purple hair why she ran into the street to help. Her answer was simple: because he was in danger and was suffering, and I know and understand suffering. The truth is, I have a soft spot for girls with purple hair. I like the goth girls, the misfits, and the loners, too. These are the high school kids that don't seem to fit in. They aren't part of the clique, cheerleaders, jocks, or beauty queens. They've been ignored, made fun of, bullied, and treated badly. Girls with purple hair, I have learned, understand suffering. But if you're bleeding, lying in the middle of the street, they will be the first to help. Remember this. The loneliest people are the kindest. The saddest people are the brightest. The most damaged people are the wisest, all because they do not wish to see anyone else suffer the way they do. Spend a little time with any social service agency, homeless shelter, hospice, woman's shelter, or food pantry, and what will you see? You'll see girls with purple hair. Let's face it, we're all judgmental. If you were interviewing for a new employee, would purple hair or a tattoo or a piercing turn you off? Would you be quick to dismiss the applicant, or would you take the time to get to know them before passing judgment? The next time you encounter a girl with purple hair, don't be so quick to judge. Take some time to get to know her, and you might be surprised what you'll discover. If you're ever alone, injured, in the middle of the road, she might just be the one to drag you to safety. This is Tony Agnese.